Well, Sunday morning's test against South Africa shapes up as career-defining for All Blacks coach Ian Foster, whose job is very much on the line following five defeats from their last six games. Another loss would draw the fury of fans and New Zealand rugby administrators, and even a victory might not be enough to save his skin. Adding to the drama, the test is at the Springboks' spiritual home of Ellis Park. That's altitude as well, too, where winning is considered one of the toughest challenges in world rugby. Rugby reporter Joe Porter has more.
Andre Pollard to put a full stop on this game, which he does. Springboks too good on the day.
The Springboks were too good last week. Will they be again this weekend? The All Blacks captain, Sam Kane, says they're desperate to improve.
A good look at sort of opportunities missed and areas to get better at. You know, you can be brutally honest with each other, and it's never personal. It's just about trying to get better. And sometimes it takes, you know, we're learning off an individual's error so that the team can get better as a whole.
The All Blacks have lost three tests on the trot and were thoroughly outplayed in last week's 26-10 defeat in Bombela, their biggest to the box in almost 100 years. Coach Ian Foster has made four changes to his starting 15, with Richie Moonga replacing Bowden Barrett at first five, and props Tyrell Lomax and Ethan de Groot and loose forward Shannon Frizzell coming into the run on side. Despite the recent bombardment of criticism, Foster remains adamant the team is improving, even going so far as to claim something special is brewing.
Really believe that this is a time for growing experience in this particular group, and it's, you know, I've said that this group is still evolving. These experiences are absolutely gold for us. You know, we don't like not winning, but the reality is we're getting some clear markers against a very good team.
And the beleaguered coach remains buoyant despite staring down the barrel of a sixth defeat in seven games.
I know everyone keeps putting those stats up, but we're not in that space, really. You look at the championship we're currently in, we've dropped the first one, and we've just got to make sure we grow and take our opportunities. You know, it's no good us lingering on the past. Our goal is to get improve.
While a loss could spell the end of Coach Foster's reign, Sam Kane's position as skipper would also come under further scrutiny.
Playing at Ellis Park, and we're desperate to want to improve and put out better performances than we are, so there's as much on the line as there's ever been.
First five, Richie Moonga says supporters should be angry with their recent results. And while he respects the right of fans to vent their frustrations, he says the team can't let that play on their minds.
It's very fair, yeah. A team they support that usually gets results and not getting results. And it's fair the fans to care, because they do. They care about our team and care about results. But it's also fair of us to not care about what they think, because hearing that isn't going to help us at this moment.
The All Blacks can't afford to be distracted as they try to beat the odds and win at Ellis Park, with the TAB paying $2.70 for a New Zealand victory, the biggest opening price the All Blacks have been in the professional era.